This figure represents the phasor at the higher frequency, say about, oh, 7 hertz or so. Again, the magnitude's about 2, and the phase angle is about 50 degrees. Again, if I project the phasor onto the rail axis, I would get the resistance or resistive component, and if I project it onto the imaginary axis, I'll get something similar to the impedance of the inductor. Again, that's not necessarily true, because there could be a capacitive component that's subtracting from an even larger inductive component. So again, the projection does not necessarily indicate the real resistance and the imaginary impedance of an inductor. It could be made up of other components as well.